We welcome to the studio.
Oh, what a treat.
Central Coast Council, new CEO. We've got the trumpet players out, red carpet, searchlights in the sky. David Farmer, first time this morning and ever. Good morning, David. Welcome to Triple M.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, welcome to Central Coast too.
Yeah. It's fantastic to be here. What a beautiful part of the world.
Oh, it's a nice part, isn't it? Why would you want to be anywhere else? Now, I know you moved. How did your move go with all the boxes and all that sort of stuff?
Good. I had 30 boxes to unpack over the weekend, and they're largely in place, but... There wasn't much opportunity for sightseeing or getting my bearings. It was packing boxes into cupboards.
One of the worst things you can do is move.
It's awful.
That's right.
And you go for St. George. Oh, geez, what a double whammy.
What a pity. St. George Illawarra, thanks, mate.
Oh, St. George Illawarra, yes. Sorry about that. I'll correct there. But what happened with them yesterday?
Oh, they were appalling.
Yeah. Jeez, tell you what. Rob backed them.
Oh, I know. Tell you, I wouldn't give any one of them a job fixing the council's problems right now.
Mate, how is it? When you looked, when they rang you, was it Dick who called you, gave you a call?
No.
Okay, someone gave you a call and said, take on the CEO role at the council, $600 million close to in debt. Did you think, oh, gee, should I be doing this?
No, I've done a number of these sort of roles in the past, big turnarounds. And so, it's sort of a bit of my trademark, and I thought, for the last little bit of my career, this might be a great opportunity.
Well, it's some challenge because it's never been this bad from any council anywhere.
In Australia.
Were you surprised when you found out exactly what you have in front of you?
Oh, no, not when I got here, but I was surprised to see how bad it had got, when I was going through the recruitment process and externally. It's the most extreme financial crisis by a large council, I think, in Australian history.
What's the first thing you want to do?
Oh, look, we just need to stabilise the place financially, and that's largely happened, but just follow that through over the next few months, settle down next year's budget, get that adopted, and then start to slowly grow and improve the organisation. There's a lot of good people in there, but a lot of work to be done.
We sort of got the idea from Dick that the bleeding had been stemmed, so you're working on something that's fairly neutral now, and how effective do you think you can be in the first 2 years in clawing back some money?
Well, look, the first thing is, we've had to make some really, really serious changes. We pulled $20 million out of, our external purchases, materials and services, and unfortunately about 250 people have either left or going to leave the organisation. So the first thing we've got to do is try and survive, work out how we can deliver our services with, a significant number of people having left the organisation.
We're with Central Coast Council CEO David Farmer. David, what I know a lot of people who work in the council and still are. How is the morale? I'm hearing it's really, really low.
Oh, yeah, it would be. Most people are really, really proud of the work that they do personally. But, when you work in a large organisation and you get all that noise going around and all those challenges and people leaving and, that would be really tough. So it's going to be a long journey to bounce along the bottom for a while and then start to improve.
Mm. I think there's probably a strong message to people on the Central Coast not to take out frustration in what's gone on with council on those who are still working there and trying to. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, look, I did a roadshow around staff across the organisation in one of the sessions, a woman put up her hand and said, I just want to say, this isn't my fault or our fault. And, that's how they feel. It weighs on them and, they're good people and they're doing their job.
Are people in council happy about the inquiry that's going to occur now? Is there a feeling that there's going to be some satisfaction through that?
Oh, look, I haven't had any feedback either way, but I think the community will be happy that that's occurred and there'll be an opportunity to vent all the information.
David, with what Dick, and we've spoken to Dick quite regularly, Dick Person, who is the interim CEO and administrator of the Central Coast Council, with what Dick's put in place to gain back some money, do you have the right to change that?
Yeah, but I'm the CEO. Dick was the administrator, and he'll be replaced by Rick, who was my acting CEO, so he's gone up a row.
Paddy just wants to make sure that he's not going to have to pay for parking at the beaches.
So Rick will act as the council, and I'll do I'll work out how to do what Rick wants me to do.
Right, and with the council, with the suspension of the council, there's no election in September was going to happen. Is there a date for next year that you go, this is the date that we'll have an election? Has that been spoken about?
No, what happens is the inquiry goes on,
and
then at the end of the inquiry, if they don't recommend that the council be sacked, then the council comes back. potentially would come back and there'd be an election then, or likewise, potentially it could be extended. So
Right. It'll
be into next year, and it really depends on what comes out via the inquiry.
Well, listen, thank you very much for coming in, having a chat. I know it's a long road ahead. It's going to be a tough road ahead. But at any stage, you want to have a chat, just give us a call. And if you want to announce something, please do it through Triple M. We'll be happy to take your call and have a chat with you.
No problems.
And I'll try and get you that Broncos membership as well, because they're on fire after that game on the weekend.
You had no chance.
One swallow doesn't make a summer, gentlemen.
That is true.